Welcome back to NewsRamp Legal for Wednesday morning, August 12, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Verizon announces a $25,000 reward program to protect communities from network vandalism. Verizon has announced a $25,000 reward program aimed at combating network vandalism that has disrupted services for thousands of customers in Los Angeles and Southern California. Vandals have been cutting fiber cables, affecting critical wireless and wireline communications. The company is urging anyone with information to come forward, emphasizing the importance of safeguarding communities and infrastructure. Verizon is actively working with law enforcement to address these criminal acts.
DM injury law attorney Ryan Watson earns preferred attorney recognition from the Brain Injury Association of America. Attorney Ryan Watson of DM Injury Law has been recognized as a preferred attorney by the Brain Injury Association of America, showcasing exceptional skill and dedication in representing brain injury survivors. This distinction places Watson among a select group of legal professionals listed in the BIAA's Preferred Attorney Program, connecting individuals and families with experienced legal counsel for brain injury cases.
Lawbearer names Vanessa Soto Vice President of Intake Operations. Lawbearer Injury Lawyers has appointed Vanessa Soto as Vice President of Intake, emphasizing the importance of client intake as a strategic function. With over 20 years of experience in personal injury intake operations, Soto will lead the firm's intake strategy to ensure prompt, compassionate, and thorough responses for individuals contacting the firm. Lawbearer recognizes the critical role of intake in shaping the client experience and has elevated it to a senior leadership position under Soto's guidance.
Cardison Cochran secures $1.55 million settlement for clients injured in NC car accident. Hardison and Cochran, a law firm based in North Carolina, has secured a $1.55 million settlement for clients injured in a car accident on Highway 86 north of Yanceyville, NC. Attorney Rick West, Scott successfully fought for the victims who suffered fractured bones and internal injuries after the defendant's car crossed the center line. The firm's dedication to supporting clients through tough times shines through in this case. Learn more at www.lawyernc.com/caseresults/.
Sabbath Law launches Sober Holiday Rides program for Labor Day. Sabbath Law launches its Sober Holiday Rides program for Labor Day, offering free ride reimbursement on September 7th, 2026. The initiative aims to promote safer roads by encouraging individuals to choose taxis or rideshares instead of driving after drinking. Participants can receive up to $50 reimbursement for a one-way ride home. Full program details and submission instructions can be found on Sabbath Law's website.
Efforts, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news